Many USDA programs collect racial and ethnic data, so depending on your role, you may be asked to collect, safeguard, or even analyze this data. This racial and ethnic information can be very helpful in determining if all groups of people are being assisted and reveal opportunities to reach underserved groups of people. When collecting this data, please remember that this information is obtained voluntarily from the applicant, so respect for individual dignity should guide the process. It must also be explained to the applicant that the refusal to provide any ethnic or racial data will not have any effect on the determination of their eligibility to participate in the program. Please note that any racial and ethnic data provided by the applicant must not be questioned or challenged. This racial and ethnic data can be collected in different ways. For example, in the SNAP program, applicants are asked to voluntarily identify their race and ethnicity on the application form, while in the WIC program, applicants are asked verbally to report their race and ethnicity. For the WIC program, if the applicant refuses to provide any racial or ethnic information, the WIC employee is to select the participant's race and ethnicity based on their observations and select Observed by Staff.